Turn your Bibles to Psalms 34. That's where we're going to start. Verse 2 says, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." It's one of my favorite verses. It's something that we get to do. And tonight we're just going to look at a few things that will magnify God's name. And we can do that together through his word. Go to Jeremiah. Chapter 9. One of the great pleasures and privileges that we have in our day and time is to know our Heavenly Father, to know God. The world is void of that knowledge. They only really know him as a vengeful God or an angry God or an impetuous God, you know, a not so kind God, because, well, he gives cancer, he gives sickness, you know, whatever. They really do not know God. And the only way that you'll ever know God is to go to his word, because his word is what declares him and who he is and all those things about him. Verse 23, it says, "Not thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom or boast. Let neither the mighty man glory or boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But, in contrast to that, let him that boasteth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things delight, saith the Lord. I delight." You know, if you're going to boast, if you're going to get excited about something, and boy, it's something to get excited about when you really think about it, that you have the privilege and the pleasure to know God Almighty. That's something to get excited about. That's something to talk about. That's something to spend time with. Deuteronomy. I'm just going to throw some stuff out here because I just had some fun looking at this stuff, and hopefully when it all comes together it'll make some sense, but I get a kick out of it. So the thing in verse 29. Deuteronomy's 29, verse 29. It says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law." You know, the secret things God keeps to himself, but what he reveals is now ours. You know, I think of that verse in Romans 15:4, where it says, "Those things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we may have patience and comfort through the Scriptures." Why? Because we see the greatness of God. We see how he made promises and promises, especially the one in Genesis 3:15, and just brought it to pass. And how he worked with man, you know, and got closer and closer to the Redeemer. And the great salvation that he wrought through Christ. But Isaiah, "Those things which are revealed are ours." Verse 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for the will he will abundantly pardon. There's some tremendous things there just in those little verses. Verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, Daddy made it available for us to know his thoughts. He gave us his word. You know, the trouble there with most people is they listen to man and what man has to say about God and not go to what Daddy says about himself. You know, and so to think his thoughts are to think, whoa, higher than man's thoughts. And to think of Daddy's ways is, well, higher than man's ways. Oh, can you imagine that? But he gives us that. He gives us that. Remember, the secret things are God's, but what he reveals, it's ours. And he wants us to know and understand him. See, he wants us to know. Well, then, if he wants us to know, then he would have to tell us. Isn't that tremendous? He's a good daddy. Go to Psalms 33. Verse 10, God says, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. You know, manifestations, he tells us not to fear the things of this age or to listen to the banter of man. You know why? Because God brings that stuff to naught. His word is truth, as he said in manifestation, the absoluteness of it. Verse 11 says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his hearts to all generations. So he has given us the way to think, and the way to think is the way he puts his word out there. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than man's ways. So you need to think this way. So when God says he's greatly pardoned, and then he's great in pardoning, right? You know, when he gives abundant grace, he gives abundant grace. When he says nothing can separate you from the love of God, then what? Nothing can separate you. So you have to think what God says to think and build that in your heart because it's the absolute truth. Go to Psalms 86. So we're just going to take time I won't get to everything I wanted to get to tonight. And if I did, it'd still be just a taste of the goodness of who our daddy is. But we'll scratch the surface tonight a little bit. Start in verse 3. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Just love the heart in this. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee. O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. Isn't that tremendous? Look at the heart of the man speaking. But at the same time, look at what it's talking about. You know, first of all, remember, age of grace mentality. Our mercy is in who? The Lord Jesus Christ. We never have to ask for it. It's very active in our day and time and in our lives. And the Lord Jesus Christ is everything and anything that he's our all in all. You know, so when we read that stuff, you always think about, boy, be merciful. He is merciful. How merciful? Well, we'll see. We know. You heard manifestations tonight? Well, that's part of it. You know, rejoice the soul of thy servant, for it's my being, you know, my whole heart I lift to thee. You know, and then he gets into that. in the day of my trouble. Look at the confidence. See, that's why we build this word and we keep going back and looking at the things we look at. You know, the confidence. Oh, I will pray and you will answer me. you will. And among the gods, there is none like unto thee. You know, you're tops. Bingo. And eight, among the gods, there is none like. None. None means what? See? And then you jump down in 10, it says, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. There may be others to claim, and yeah, we know from the word that there's a God of this age. But when it comes to absoluteness, he's God alone. And in verse 15 says, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Boy, these are the things we put in our hearts, because I'll tell you what, the world says just the opposite. Day in, day out, day in and day out. Where's your God, Go to Psalm 77. We continually learn about the magnificence of our Heavenly Father and just the wondrous, wondrous works, it says. And yet the world, pretty much because of the way man handles, religion, there is no God. there's no power, there's no miracle working God out there. But we know him differently. Verse 11, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Well, getting to know your heavenly daddy, to getting to know him and to magnify him in your hearts, to keep him so big, you got to meditate on the things that he's done. You got to look at the things he's done. You got to go to the word and just read it and see the greatness of it. It's not what we've done. It's not what we make of ourselves in the renewed mind. It's all that's been done for us, as he said, at manifestations in Christ. All that was accomplished in that victory is ours. Now we just live in that newness of life and enjoy the great confidence of having him as our Heavenly Father, which is pretty cool. Go to Psalms 145. It's another one of these things you read and you just stand in awe of them. Verse 3 says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. And that just kind of puts it in a huge, huge picture. His greatness, everything about him is unsearchable. But yet, through that heartfelt thought that he wants us to know who he is, what he's done, what has been accomplished in our lives, gives us a tremendous taste of his greatness. Just a taste. There's a day coming, though, when we're going to see our Lord as he is, and we could gather together, and we're going to know as we're known. What a day that'll be. But until then, boy, I tell you what, his greatness may be unsearchable, but he doeth wondrous things, and he does those things continually, continually, and continually in our lives. Go to Titus. It's right after Timmy. go to chapter 3. When we talk about wondrous things, there's no God like unto him, and the works that he does, there's no works like unto his. But when we talk about wondrous things, you can't get any more a taste of the greatness of God Almighty than what he did for us in the new birth. You know, the world, or the word, declares him as the creator, declares him as the Almighty God, declares him as the Lord, you know, he that will be whatever Israel needed him to be, the Almighty God, with the resources to defend, to protect, to supply your every need, and of course the creator. He spoke and bingo. You know. Go to verse 4. Titus chapter 3. But after that, the kindness of and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Go to Romans chapter 8. You know, but after that kindness and love of God our Savior, boy, not the truth, kindness, the great love. I said Romans 8. Sometimes this paper just loves to stick together. Verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption or sonship, whereby we do what? The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You know, that Holy Spirit that was shed abundantly on us bears witness with our hearts that we are exactly what God says we are. That this Almighty God, this Creator, this Lord, chose to let us have the privilege to cry, Abba, Father. Who is the Almighty God, the Creator, the Lord Jehovah? You know, I mean, that just, it blows my mind that we get to call him Abba. And who set that up? He did. So we're walking on some serious solid ground here when we go to our Abba, our daddy, our papper, knowing, just like that psalmist, with the confidence, I pray, I know you hear me, and you'll answer me. Why? He's the Almighty God, but he's also pap. His ears are always open unto our cry. His eyes are always on us. You know, these are the things he wants us to know. You know, to learn about him. That love, that kindness, that so that we can know in the depths of our heart that it is such a joy to be able to say, Abba. And the world has no clue. So we speak. We tell people. We get a kick out of it. It says the same thing. Go to Galatians. Chapter 4. Just love the way he says the things he says in his word. Verse 6 says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more servant, but in contrast to that? A son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. An heir. And we cry, Abba, Father. Go back to Psalms 33. See, we get to, yeah, we get to just stand in awe, and that's pretty much where we're going. When we get to spend time together, just, and I'm so thankful for the family because we get to do that together. You know, to keep our God big. You know, because the world just wants to keep stepping on us, and He's big. Oh, He's so big. Picking up verse 4, it says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth, right? He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the water of the sea together as in a heap. He layeth up the depths and storehouses. Let all the earth fear and reverence the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, in those thoughts of His heart to all generations. See, He wants us to know. And He wants us to know Him on that intimate term. He gave us the privilege, the pleasure of saying, Abba, Daddy. What an open door. And our Lord Jesus Christ removed all obstacles. He went before us. There's nothing to hinder us to get to the heart of God's heart. And we're the center of His heart. And all that He reveals in the age of grace. Genesis 3:15, and He kept that secret, you know, the joint heirship, the sons of God, the whole thing that we have and everything that we get to live in this newness of life. And the only place we're going to get it is here, and the only way to do it is to think His thoughts, to think His ways, and to do what He says to do. And you know what? It's that simple, because it's not really works. The work's been done. All we got to do is put it on and believe it and move with it. Father, thank You for the greatness of Your word. Thank You for the greatness of Your love and Your heart. And all that You desired for us to be Your kids, and how You made that so available. And how You made it so simple for us to get it. And then that once we got it, we can learn just the greatness of Your love, the greatness of Your grace, the greatness of who You are. It may be unsearchable, but You gave us a really nice taste of that greatness when You raised us from the dead and You set us at Your right hand in Christ. Thank You for being Your heir and joint heirs with Christ and all that goes with it in Christ. Amen.